court will proceed to the sixth case, Core versus Gonzalez. Mr. Perez.
Good morning, still. May it please the court. My name is Enrique Perez, and I represent Mr. Abdelhadi Hoare, the petitioner in this case. In denying Hoare's application for asylum, the board and the immigration judge failed to consider evidence in the record that establishes that Hoare was singled out for persecution by the GIA terrorists in Algeria. Mr. Hoare testified that he was kidnapped and held at gunpoint by the GIA terrorist group less than 1 year after his uncle had been murdered in very similar circumstances. While he was detained by the GIA, he was asked to provide information he had in his capacity as an officer in a ruling political party. He promised to provide the information only to save his life. He immediately reported the kidnapping to the Algerian military, who admitted they couldn't protect him and told him he had to protect himself. He failed to provide the information he promised, and the GIA again kidnapped him and tried to execute him as punishment for his defiance. Hoare was clearly targeted for persecution by the GIA. The record in this case compels a finding that there is a reasonable possibility that he will be harmed in the future. Clearly, he fears more than general conditions of strife, which is what the immigration judge found below. The immigration judge made three significant errors. First, the immigration judge found Hoare not credible, resorting to speculation and conjecture regarding the evidence of record. Second, the immigration judge failed to consider Hoare's claim of persecution based on political opinion. And third, the immigration judge found that one incident in which the police interrupted the GIA's execution of Mr. Hoare in a blaze of gunfire was sufficient to render Hoare's fear of future persecution unreasonable in light of all the evidence that shows otherwise. With respect to Hoare's credibility, neither the board nor the immigration judge could find a single inconsistency in Hoare's testimony or between his testimony and any of the evidence of record.
What other evidence was there besides his testimony?
Evidence with respect to what?
The matter you're talking about now. I said no inconsistency. What other evidence was submitted? Statements from people in country or what?
Basically, the evidence consisted of primarily his testimony, but there was also country reports, and he did submit documents. He did submit corroborating evidence. For example, there was an issue with lack of corroborating evidence with respect to whether or not the second incident in which he was almost executed actually happened. And he submitted two documents. One was a medical statement that was dated 9 days after the incident, stating that he should be confined to a hospital for a week. The other document was a document that was provided by an Algerian court that stated that Mr. Hoare was being hounded by the GIA and that he should be careful. The immigration judge focused on other evidence that was not provided and failed to establish that this evidence was reasonably available, first of all, and failed to account for the reasons given by Mr. Hoare as to why they were not available. For example, the immigration judge found that Hoare did not provide newspaper clippings detailing the account of the second incident. And that presumes, first of all, that the incident made the newspapers. And the country reports are filled with details about the state of journalism in Algeria that would raise his doubts as to whether or not this incident would have made the newspapers. In addition, even if it did make the newspapers, it's hard to conceive of Mr. Hoare having been traumatized by this incident, actually sitting down and cutting out newspaper articles. In addition, the immigration judge found that Hoare did not produce affidavits from his coworkers, and but failed to account for Mr. Hoare's testimony that he couldn't get affidavits because he didn't have their contact information. He just could not access the affidavits. And in addition, the immigration judge found that that Hoare did not submit police reports, and Hoare did testify that he tried to get police reports. The fact that he was able to obtain an Algerian court order is evidence that he tried, and he did testify that the Algerian police just did not give these police reports out. The main issue is that contrary to this court's holding in Goncharova, the immigration judge did not explain why it would be reasonable for this evidence to be available, nor did the immigration judge explain why Hoare's account of the missing evidence, or explanation for the missing evidence, was not reasonable. With respect to credibility, I just would like to point out as well that neither the border immigration judge found that there was any fault with his demeanor, candor, or responsiveness during testimony, nor that were there any inaccuracies in his testimony.
Did he testify in English or through a translator?
He testified in English.
Is his English good or adequate? Or?
Based on the transcript, it appears as though his English was not very good at all, and but it did get better. Looking back, it probably should have testified in Arabic, but he didn't. He testified in English. Now, turning to the second significant error made by the immigration judge, that is in failing to consider Hoare's claim for political asylum. Hoare claimed that he feared persecution based on his political opinion and his membership in a particular social group. In considering the evidence, the immigration judge only addressed his claim based on a membership in a particular social group and made no mention of his claim based on political opinion. This oversight is clear error. Because of this oversight, the immigration judge ignored evidence that Hoare worked for the FLN, the ruling party in Algeria, which the GIA was attempting to overthrow. That confirms he had a political opinion. That is the first prong of Elias Zacharias required to establish asylum based on political opinion. The GIA targeted Hoare because of his political opinion. They targeted Hoare, first of all, because of his position in the political ruling party. When he was kidnapped, he was asked for specific information that he would have based on his position in the political party. And consistent with that political opinion, Hoare did not provide the information. As punishment, the GIA tried to kill him. And just briefly, the third error that the significant error that the immigration judge made was in finding that Hoare's fear of harm was not objectively reasonable. Again, the one incident was insufficient based in view of the other evidence on the record to find that his fear was unreasonable. I see my time is up. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Perez. Mr. Cody?
Good afternoon, Your Honors. May it please the Court. My name is Larry Cody on behalf of the Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez. It's apparent from Mr. Hoare's brief and from counsel's argument this morning that what Mr. Hoare is really trying to do here is have the Court reweigh his equities and reweigh the evidence presented to the immigration judge.
I don't think so. What he's saying is that the opinion of the immigration judge is unreasoned, that the reasons he gives for thinking that Hoare is not in danger just are incredible.
Your Honor, the government...
The fact that the GIA didn't kill his parents, that newspaper articles didn't report this incident, and so on. They don't seem to have any realistic connection with conditions in Algeria.
Well, Your Honor, the immigration judge had questions about the events that Mr. Hoare described, and he believed that they were either implausible or exaggerated, and required and asked of Mr. Hoare.
I know, but the reasons he gave, the court believes the GIA, would have approached the respondent or harmed the respondent long before 5 months have passed. I don't understand that. I mean, these are terrorists, these GIA people. They're not, you know, law enforcement. So they discover this person has refused to play ball with them. So they find an opportunity and, you know, ambush him and try to kill him. Why would you think that the fact that it was 5 months rather than 5 days would undermine his story? What possible sense that
Your Honor, even putting aside the 5 month
period.
Well,
we can go on to everything. They're all goofy. The newspaper reports. Who knows what? I mean, I imagine the newspapers in Algeria are censored. You know, it's a dictatorship. They probably don't report.
Your Honor, the ruling party at the time was a pro-democratic party.
Excuse me?
The ruling party at the time in Algeria was a pro-democratic party, and that was the party that petitioner belonged to.
Algeria. Yeah, Algeria is a dictatorship, fighting a civil war with these, you know, radical Islamic people.
Getting back, Your Honor, to why the judge.
Don't you remember what touched off the civil war was that when the Islamic, Islamic radical Islamic group won the election, the government refused to recognize it.
Right, Your Honor. But getting back to the case at hand here, and you know, aside from that five-month period that the immigration judge noted, there's still implausibilities and exaggerations in Mr. Hoare's testimony that you can't get by. Well, Your Honor, just the fact that the GIA would set up this elaborate roadblock on the outskirts of town on a day that Mr. Hoare wasn't normally traveling back and forth to work. It wasn't his regular route. He was traveling from a seminar. It was out of the city. When they first abducted him, it was standing at a bus stop outside of his house. Why would they need to go through this elaborate scheme and roadblock?
This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. You've got some theory as to the location.
No, Your Honor, not at all. What the government contends, Your Honor, is the government contends that, sure, there could have been a roadblock there. We're not necessarily disputing that, but there's nothing in the record, and this is what the immigration judge wanted corroboration for. There's nothing in the record that roadblock was set up specifically to capture Mr. Hoare. The roadblocks in the country reports, it's clear that the GIA uses roadblocks to kidnap people, to rob people,
but look at the coincidence.
We need to look at whether or not he was fleeing.
They coerce him into, they threaten him, he agrees to give them information, he betrays, you know, he finks, he reneges on his promise. Isn't it a strange coincidence that he should be caught in this ambush and almost killed?
Not at all, Your Honor.
Pardon?
Not at all, Your Honor.
Not at all?
No, and it was, the government
could
contends that it was reasonable for the immigration judge to expect him to get corroborating evidence, an affidavit from two people in the car that were with him, two of his co-workers.
Those people in Algeria get affidavits?
Your Honor, we have a very highly educated,
petitioner
here.
You think you can get someone in Algeria to give you an affidavit about these terrorists?
It's two government co-workers of his could certainly provide an affidavit.
They'll end
to
up the way he is, right?
For a proceeding killed in the United States, Your Honor, it was very reasonable for the immigration judge to request some sort of corroborating evidence that he was specifically targeted for these acts. Even the doctor's note said that he presented with some traumatic syndromes, but it doesn't say why.
It is very difficult to get detailed documents from a country like Algeria.
Your Honor, he was
middle of a civil war.
He even submits a letter from his family, which all it says is, "Son, we love you, but don't come home. It's too dangerous here."
Of course.
They're not going to.
What do you expect them to say? You expect them to mention the GIA so they can become targets also?
Your Honor.
So unreal. I mean, you're just the lawyer. But the time and again in these cases, the immigration judges show a complete lack of realism about the conditions in these profoundly disordered countries. And they insist on a level of documentation which isn't available in countries like this.
Your Honor, it's the government contends, Your Honor, of course, that it was reasonable for him to provide some corroborating evidence to show that he was a target here. Specifically, and that's what we're looking at. It's even if this court were to find that it was improper for the government or for the immigration judge to require, or that the document was not available, corroborating documents were not available. There's still an alternate ruling here that perhaps the government needs to address now. That he still had not made a claim for asylum. That at most he was fleeing civil strife in a country that, as your Honor noted, it has had some problems.
But that's where this court decision is so remarkable, where he gets a decision which recommends that he should keep a low profile. Isn't that a confession by the court that the government can't protect him?
No, Your Honor, not at all.
Really? Suppose you were being harassed by someone, and you came to the police, and they said, well, we think you should keep a low profile. That would be a way of saying, we're not going to protect you. You have to protect yourself.
Your Honor, you know, that kind of raises another issue overriding this whole case, too, is that Mr. Hoare at one time tries to have the court believe that he's just a regular Joe who they're not willing to protect. Here's some physical security measures. Avoid the GIA. That's how you're going to be. That's how the best way to protect yourself. But at the same time, he's trying to say that he's such an important person, a member of the FLN.
He never said he was an important person.
Your Honor, that's the basis for his asylum claims, that he has such a high stature in government and in politics that he's
what
the target.
High stature? What was his government job?
His government job, Your Honor, was, I believe he was the director of information technology for one of the largest government businesses or companies in the country.
Yeah, so he's in middle management.
Middle management who
and apparently they can't protect him. They
who he would have the court believe that he had access to security documents, which was picked up on the side of the road because he has access to the security details of the planning.
Well, he must have had something.
And there's a
or these
contradiction
GIA
here,
people.
Your Honor.
Well, he was active politically, was he?
There's no indication that he ever expressed a political opinion. The only indication is that he was a member of this organization.
But the GIA, he must have known something because they went to him and they, you know, insisted that he, you know, turn over documents to them. It looks like you can be middle management, you know, working for the government and a member of the dominant party, and yet still be in a situation where the government can't or won't protect you. Because to get this from the court, keep a low profile, you know, thanks a lot.
But you know, Your Honor,
as the immigration judge said, he would have known that anyway.
Your Honor, that's a very, very unique order coming from the judge. And again, if Mr. Hoare was one requesting the court's protection, you know, he can't even. There's five or six pages of back and forth to the immigration judge where he can't even tell the judge what was submitted on his behalf to get that court order. He's all over the place in his testimony, and he confuses the reasons why he sought the court order. First it was for safety, then it was to protect him if he was away for long periods of work, then it was to show the police in case anything happened that they'd help him out. So,
but
again, it just goes back to
the immigration judge used the court decision in two inconsistent ways. First, it said it's a weird decision, you know, what's going on, I don't understand it. And then it said, well, what it shows is that Algeria will protect Hoare because he got a favorable court decision. Well, you can't have it both ways.
Your Honor, and it also shows that the other evidence in the record shows that Algeria is not just idly sitting by. I mean, you have a police shootout where they heard about a roadblock, and they went to break up the roadblock against the terrorists. The government in Algeria, and I think the country reports ferret that out too, that they're not just sitting by and letting the terrorists do
what
they want.
No, they're fighting a civil war, but they're not
may
protecting
not be successful.
The potential victims of it.
Then everyone in Algeria right now is could be eligible for asylum in the United States under that.
No,
under
I understand that argument. I didn't see that in the immigration judge's ruling.
Your Honor, again, government would just...
Wouldn't be everyone. It would be the people working for the government, presumably.
Which
the targets.
Right. Mr. Cody, so I understand it. The initial incident happens in mid-March of 2000?
That's correct, Your Honor.
And then it's his position, that is, Mr. Hoare's, that what, 4 or 5 months later he stopped again? Is that?
Yes, Your Honor. It's his position that, he was picked up in mid-March, held for about an hour and a half, tells them, sure, I'll get you the information. They release him unharmed. And then 5 months later, when he's going to a conference at a place apart from his regular duty station, outside of the city, that he was stopped at a roadblock.
All right. And then, so that would be September, and then...
It was August, I believe, of 2000.
August,
yes.
And then in November, he arrives here, is that...
Yes, Your Honor, he arrives here in November, and then he submits an affirmative asylum application after his six-month period expires on his visitor visa. He was denied by the asylum officer who referred it to the immigration court. So he's essentially had three bites at the apple. And perhaps it's even a reasonable conclusion to state that after that first denial, it should have given him a heads up that he would have needed to provide additional information. And he had 2 years from the time that a notice to appear was issued and his first appearing before the immigration judge until his merits hearing commenced to come up with that documentation. If the court has no further questions, the government would submit.
Thank you, Scotty.
Thank you.
Mr. Perez.
I'd just like to address a couple of things that the government raised. First of all, the government stated that Hoare never, ever made a political statement, and the evidence clearly contradicts that. He was a member of the ruling political party. He was a secretary of the political party. He had all of this information regarding the members of the political party. Even the immigration judge found that particular part of his testimony credible. In addition,
so this National Liberation Front that he belonged to was the ruling party.
It's the party that the government is ruling the government. That's correct. In addition, the government makes light of the fact that. That Hoare is stating that he's this important person. Hoare never says that he's an important person. Hoare testified that he was a secretary of the political party and had the sensitive information that the GIA terrorist wanted. His job was as the government stated, he was a manager of information systems and had access to the security plans. Clearly, something of interest to the GIA terrorist. None of that has anything to do with how important he is to the government of Algeria. In conclusion, just to conclude, I respectfully request that this court remand and this Mr. Hoare's case back to the agency. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Perez. Thank you, Mr. Cody. The case is taken under advisement, and the court will stand in recess.